But you know, I had an off the field incident, and you know, I credit it to it being a wrong place, wrong time sort of situation. Luckily, I was able to get past that and put it far behind me, and I'm just confident and definitely excited to be here today and to be able to talk to the teams and you know, get that sort of thing squared away.
Did they tell you to go, or school tell you?
I know what you did. Oh no, I actually I withdrew myself, and I just asked for my release and ended up transferring. It was a situation where I was facing, you know, possible bench time, and I didn't feel like that was fair in dealing with, you know, the whole situation and me being innocent and fully exonerated. So, you know, I felt like I needed to further my athletic career as far and as well as my academic career without any other, you know, lingering issues. So I decided it was in my best interest to leave. Yeah, it was an off the field incident with an arrest, alleged sexual assault, and you know, it was alleged drugs in my apartment. Those weren't mine. I didn't rape anybody. You know, the DA didn't file the case, insufficient evidence, and that was the situation.
What do you tell teams?
Well, I mean, you know, I talk to teams and they ask questions and I deal with it from there. I mean, I'm honest, and you know, I look them in the eye, and you know, fortunately to this point they've been comfortable with my answers, and you know, that's just the best that I can do at this point.
Why'd you decide to leave school?
Well, I just felt like it was my time to leave. I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of speaking with my family about the situation. You know, I went from the number one team in the nation to, you know, pretty much close to the last team in the nation. It was a drop off in talent level, and I felt like you know, it was kind of hard for me to stay focused at times because of lack of talent, and that's no disrespect to anybody in that league, and that's just what it was. So I feel like it was in my best interest to leave. I know I have a high ceiling, and you know, I could potentially go pretty high. So you know, that's just what happened, how I just decided to leave.
How much does this set you back? I mean, you were starting on a national championship team. This hadn't happened. You were standing here today. How much higher would you
expect? I mean, that's definitely speculation, but to speculate, me personally, I believe that I would be one of the top corners. I mean, hands down, if I was to leave coming out of USC and stand on the track that I was on, there's no way in my mind that I wouldn't have went, you know, maybe the one, maybe the first corner, maybe the second corner taken in the draft. This is not a question in my mind that would happen. Well, I mean, you benefit a lot because, you know, not only are they great athletes, but they're being coached by some of the best coaches around. So, you know, mentally and physically is a battle every day. You know, I had many battles with Steve Smith. I had many battles with Dwayne Jarrett, and those guys are just as competitive as I am. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing to be able to go against those guys day in and day out. And I mean, it's a great way to hone in on your skills because you definitely have to be on top of your game every day. You know, I don't really have a sense because it's so wide open. You know what I mean? It's you know, I can only do as much as I can to control the situation. I can control how fast I run. I can control how well I interview. I can control how well I do on some of the other physical tests. And, you know, it's no exact science to the draft. You know, I just try to control as much as I can. And from there, let everything fall the way they may.
Why UNLV? Why was that the next stop?
Well, you know, I had a choice to go to a lot of other different schools, SEC schools quite possibly. Big Ten school, quite possibly, but I just felt like I needed to resurface somewhere that had just as much activity as a Los Angeles community, so to speak. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like I needed to hide to play football, and I wanted to make sure that I was very visible and in another situation where it's a great environment. I mean, you can easily get into trouble, you know, if you wanted to in Las Vegas. But I wanted to put myself in a hostile situation to really show and let my true character show. You know what I mean? So that was pretty much a strategical plan of mine, I guess. And also, I mean, I've met with the coaching staff over there, and as well as athletic directors, and that whole community sort of embraced me and really didn't let the media portray, you know, my character. They really got to know me and took me in, and I feel like I progressed a lot since then. And I thank them to this day for really giving me the opportunity to further my college career.